track 2, guilt and feeling responsible. On the previous track, we discussed 3 types of dreams: trauma dreams, freedom dreams, and resolution dreams. On this track, we will discuss the child's feelings of guilt and responsibility, that the child's beliefs regarding treatment of the child in the role of victim, and the child's beliefs regarding the way he or she was treated in the role of victim. We will also look at the use of externalizing abusive messages. As you are aware, how a trauma is defined and interpreted by the child's parents and therapist determine how the child views the event. If the child's feelings of guilt and responsibility are dealt with effectively, the child will ideally feel that his or her parents or therapist are letting them know it wasn't your fault. Gloria, age 15, had been sexually abused by her older brother, Tony, beginning when she was 8. At the time, Tony was 16 and had sexual contact with Gloria on a regular basis over 4 years. When Gloria was 12, she refused to go along with Tony's demands. He then proceeded to rape her on 2 occasions. Tony's 3rd attempted rape ended by Gloria stabbing him with a pair of scissors. When Gloria had turned to her parents for help, she was asking for their support on many levels. She asked, 1, do brothers do this to sisters? 2, is this what I deserve? And 3, is this what I am? Gloria's mother dismissed the event, leading Gloria thinking, no one can protect me. I'm helpless. To be loved means to be abused. Gloria's father reacted with anger and violence, making Gloria believe, adults only get angry when you ask for help. Thus, Gloria learned by age 15, if something bad happens, the appropriate response is a violent one. How Gloria's trauma was defined or interpreted by her parents made the trauma one of the fundamental building blocks of her personality. This was evidenced by Gloria's involvement at age 15 with an older boy, John, age 19, who beat her and forced her to take ecstasy on several occasions. Gloria's parents thought she was too young to be dating a boy John's age, but she began to see him secretly. She began to receive failing grades in most of her classes. Gloria was fired from her babysitting job after she was caught sleeping while the children were outside playing. Now that we've seen the beginning of Gloria's beliefs that violence equals love, let's look at how to reframe the guilt and responsibility for the abuse that is the basis of her belief. As you know, a child's beliefs surrounding the trauma are crucial to the child's construct of self and view of reality. At this point in Gloria's treatment, I felt 3 key factors were significant. 1, it is important to know what the sexual trauma meant to Gloria when it happened. 2, what it means to Gloria now. 3, how it would affect Gloria's future personality development. I found, most probably like you, that the cognitive therapy method of externalizing abusive messages is beneficial in helping sexually abused clients to address and grow past their feelings of guilt and responsibility for the abuse. With Gloria, externalizing helped her to understand the trauma in such a way that it would no longer be incorporated into her construct of herself. The key to accomplishing this task was to assist Gloria to externalize the trauma from her constructs of her present and future self. A goal in my sessions was to clearly define the abusive events as something wrong that was done to her. In short, it wasn't her fault. Let me repeat that. That something wrong was done to her. In short, it was not her fault. We discussed extensively her belief that I'm the sort of person that these things happen to had been internalized. I stated, how do you think the idea that you are acting out of the belief that you are the sort of person that abusive things happen to by allowing John to abuse you? I felt it beneficial for Gloria to create an affirmation to externalize the internalized abusive messages instead of stating, I'm the sort of person that bad things happen to, in short, I deserve this. Gloria created the affirmation, I am a good person that was in a bad situation. I did the best I could. This affirmation helped Gloria in the beginning to develop a positive construct of self. Would the construction of an affirmation be beneficial to your Gloria during his or her next session? Would replaying this track, track 2, be beneficial to you? I asked Gloria to list 3 harmful patterns that she experienced. I stated to Gloria, sort out what helped you from what affected you negatively. As part of moving from awareness to assessment to change. Let me repeat that again. I stated to Gloria, sort out what helped you from what affected you negatively. This process was part of moving from awareness to assessment to change. To facilitate this process from awareness to assessment to change, I asked Gloria to answer 3 statements. The first was to give an example of how the pattern of abuse functioned in her family. Gloria stated, we grew up dreading my father's humiliating criticisms. Second, after discussing family patterns, I asked Gloria to state specifically how these patterns of abuse affected her attitudes and behaviors. Gloria stated, now, when I'm afraid I may be wrong, I don't take the risk to say or do anything for fear of being criticized. Thirdly, after asking Gloria about a pattern of abuse and how this pattern affected her attitudes and behaviors, I asked Gloria to state how the pattern of abuse blocks her growth or harms her relationship with others. Gloria stated, I feel this pattern of my father's humiliating criticisms is holding me back from standing up to people when I need to be more forceful, like with my boyfriend John. I didn't want to do the drugs, and a lot of times I didn't want to have sex with him, but his cutting criticisms were so much like my father's voice, I just couldn't stand up to him. Would it be beneficial to your Gloria to discuss family patterns of abuse outside of sexual abuse, how these patterns affect his or her attitudes or behaviors, and how these patterns serve to block growth, to reinforce the concept, and change it from it was your fault to it wasn't your fault. On this track, we discussed how the child's feelings of guilt and responsibility for the abuse and their beliefs affected current behaviors. We also looked at how the use of externalizing abusive messages could benefit your client. The next track will discuss projection and interjection in the desexualization of childhood sexual abuse, as well as the use of a positive retrospection exercise. Question 2. When clients have feelings of guilt and responsibility for the abuse, what is one technique to externalize these internalized self-blaming attitudes?